והמוח כללות האדם.
קטע מספר אחד מתוך סדר ישיבת התוועדות
number 1 from Rabash the agenda of the assembly first one must praise the importance of the Kaddish and see what to acquire that activity this is our sage said one should always praise the Kaddish and then pray in other words the beginning of the assembly meaning the beginning of the session which is the beginning of the assembly should be about praising the society each and every one must try to provide reasons and explanations for their merit and importance they should speak of nothing but the praise of the society
ולא לדבר בשום דבר חוץ משבח החברה ועד שיהיה מגולה שבחה על ידי
החברה. Should be about praising the society. Each and every one should try to provide reasons and explanations. They should speak of nothing but the praise of society. Finally, its praise should be disclosed by all the friends. Then they should say, now we are through with stage one of the assembly of friends and stage two begins. Then each will state his mind about the actions we can take so that each and everyone will be able to acquire the love of friends, what each person can do to acquire love in his heart for each and everyone in society. And once stage two is completed, suggestions regarding what can be done in favor of society begins stage three. This concerns carrying out the friends' decisions about what should be done.
Christian from Austria, please.
Christian from Austria.
Wie wir heute bei dem Morgenunterricht vom RAF gehört haben, sollen wir unsere steinernen Herzen so nahe aneinander.
As we heard from RAF this morning, we have to bring our hearts closer, so close, and connect so strongly.
Dass wir unsere steinernen Herzen so stark verbinden, dass sie verschmelzen können. Was brauchen wir dafür? Wir brauchen dafür
stony hearts can melt.
Das brauchen wir, brauchen ein starkes Verlangen, ein starkes Gefäß, das es aushält.
We need a strong vessel, a strong plea, strong intention and desire. What's on?
Die wir auf diesem Ort versammeln können. Und jetzt gerade wird
stones that will bring together to one place. And now we're bringing a clea like that in Italy and all the great friends in Italy with the help from all of the European friends and from the world clea are building such a clea. And I saw in the last weeks that they've been doing such efforts. Everyone tried to get closer in the gathering of friends. We did a gathering of friends, and there were friends from all over Europe and even friends from America. And I want to state, declare right now that all the friends have to come to Italy. Even if it's not physical, they need to do it in thoughts so that all of the stony hearts can become one body. L'chaim, friends.
Okay.
Friends, I've also, my heart is beating very strongly. This is the first time that I'm at a Shabbat Chavarim, and they kind of stuck me with this mic, and now we have to talk about what Shabbat Chavarim really is. So let's enter this scrutiny so we can come to a mutual deficiency and understand what Shabbat Chavarim really is. And that's why we will start here.
All of the week, really, all of the weeks, really, from already from last Tuesday, when I traveled with a friend to some campus, we spoke about the gathering of the friends, how important it is, and how we really need to be in a place where we need to know what we want, what we need to attain from this gathering of friends. So today we're going to enter a process where we'll scrutinize the work between us, the whole world, everyone. We'll move on to a workshop in fives, a group of fives, and we're going to ask a few friends, and we're going to scrutinize, as usual, what are we trying to attain from the gathering of friends? What is the gathering of friends for me? Why are we gathering once a week? Once we finish with that scrutiny, we're going to gather all the responses from everyone. That's the way we'll get an answer. It's not some board that's going to get an answer. It's not that one person that knows the answer. As Rav said this morning, we are the first generation of the last generation. We are the pioneers. That's the way he called it. And we need to invent the path forward for us. So come, friends, let's all of us together. We'll take a minute. We're going to move on to fives here in Petah Tikva, and in all of the world we're going to move on to circles of up to five people.
No more than five people per table.
טוב, חברים אהובים.
Okay, dear friends.
חברים בפתח תקווה.
Friends in Petah Tikva.
אז כולנו יושבים עכשיו בחמישים.
All of us are sitting in fives.
וגם אם אנחנו
even if we're sitting at a table that is a bit more than five, so let's split into two. So, because our goal is that every friend will take part and every friend will be heard. We also want two more things to remind everyone. We're not doing some kind of theoretical experiment here. We want so that in every group there will be a secretary that will write down all of the decisions that have been decided in the five, and at the end of the questions there will be a period of time where everyone can get up and ask questions, and can say what he saw in these fives. Everyone can tell what was happening in the fives, what they found.
You can also jot down on the internet, also write questions that'll come up in the broadcast. And now let's move on to the first question.
We want to tell all the friends from all over the world, really after all of these questions, we're going to open the mic to all of the fives. You can jump onto the broadcast. There'll be groups, any group that wants to be on the broadcast, just write to the website where you ask questions in the morning, and we will contact you from the broadcasting, and we will put you onto the broadcast.
All right, so first question. Anybody that doesn't have a writing utensil can write in their phone.
Okay, friends, let's unite all of our points in the heart, so that every five, and let's try to get to a true scrutiny right now. And this is the first question. What are the friends for me? What are the friends for me?
It's written, what are the friends in Bnei Baruch for me? It's a collection of points in the heart. In many places it's written that as we come to the unity of a desire, then the answers will come from there. So I'm sure that you all aspire to this. We just need to unite our hearts and we'll come to it together.
It's not a simple question. It's a very deep question. The friends are everything. It's strength. It gives us the path to the upper world. They're the points that gather us together in the center, in annulment, and then we get to the equivalence of form with the Creator. So we have to give everything to the friends, because that's the gift from above. And we need to appreciate them and work with them together, and to pray together.
Friends for me are my battlefield. They're the place in which I wage war to make them greater and exalt them in my eyes to the level of the Creator, to the level of Bina, so that they will be great to me, above all the difficulty, above all the annulment and exhaustion. Indifference. This is the place where I wage war, and this is the place where I can observe commandments. They are the place of my work.
Yes, the friends from Bnei Baruch are friends that they have a part of godliness in them that's living, and that's where I can have work. It's the place of work to draw the reforming light. There's no other place to work in this reality, and we're really building it in the last period of time. The friends are the whole system that's bringing us together and that's connecting us to the upper. It's the friends, it's the Rav, it's the text, it's the whole system. It's a very special period of time.
That's right, maybe I'm sitting here with Jonah and Johnny and Tony and David and Shimon, but the truth is, that's not the case. I'm sitting with the whole world Kli. You are the representatives for me of the whole world Kli. You are the essence of aspiration. And I just need to find this in you and connect to it. And then this system is
revealed. Yes, the word friend comes from the root of connecting in Hebrew. And it's the forces that we have to connect together, to do actions of bestowal. It's a really a gift from above. It's the Creator placing every friend here from the worldly. And we really feel the difference between here and what's outside. It's really a golden feeling of divinity that you can find between the friends.
I'm just going to repeat the things that were said. And remind us that the friends are everything. Friends are what I need to unite with. It's what elevates me. It's what establishes my environment, like the friends say, and it's the place where I invest.
Friends are the depiction of the Creator. They play games and we have to exalt Him and exalt them. Like, and they're greater than me. And in the way that I'm able to do this and I'm able to succeed in turning the friends into more important than me, into the whole reality, and from that point I'm able to exit myself and be bestowed towards the Creator. But only the way that I succeed in doing that. In a gathering of friends, I don't know. That's something you need to know. You need to think. But it has to have a big change. The gathering of friends is becoming some kind of songs and just exaltations, but I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I don't feel that it's giving the points in the heart more ways to connect. I watched a gathering of friends a few days ago. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel that there's work to connect the points in the heart, the sparks. And I didn't feel either the evil inclination that's being awoken. It has nothing to wake for. They're not doing any actions against it, against the ego, towards the connection. We're not doing any actions. It's being done, but in a way that it can be continued to for another 1,000 years. You understand? That's it. If you think and you want and you decide in this way and that way, it'll work. The important thing is not to continue from gathering to gathering for years to come. That's what I'm trying to awaken.
Alright friends, so let's truly make it work. And now, if previously we talked about the friends, now we're jumping to the end, which is what have we come out with from the Yeshivat Chavarim? So the question is, what should be the result of the Yeshivat Chavarim? What do we want to attain during the Yeshivat Chavarim? Again, what must the result be of the Yeshivat Chavarim? What do we want to attain during the Yeshivat Chavarim?
First, the gathering of friends, we need to exit with a lot more importance of the path, a lot more greatness of the friends and greatness of the society that are bringing us towards that goal. And really have the ability to exit myself and give myself to the center of the group. Because that's a lot more important. Something that will be able to draw the reforming light.
to come out from here feeling that there's no reason to leave, that we have attained a particular degree of unity and there's no coming down from it. Of connection, that I don't end that demand for unity, my internal work, that I feel the great importance in it, like Shimon said, that I'm, you could say that I'm ignited or I'm fueled for the entire upcoming week.
Yes, I think that Rabash wanted to do the gathering of friends so that we'll be able to feel one another in a different way, other than in lessons and in meals and so on, that our friends will be able to open themselves in a more internal way. We'll give an opportunity to all the friends in the world to also open their hearts. And I suggest that we'll feel more one another, that will be the result from the gathering of friends, that there'll be more degrees of connection between us and internality and more emotions and feelings towards the greatness of the path.
Right. More directed, more aspiring to the goal, more wanting to attain, just more on fire.
Okay. The gathering of friends is our homework. But in practical, I can sit down and I must every day to be in an effort to fulfill what I learn in the morning lesson, but also every week I have an hour where I come and I test this theory that I built in my heart in front of these bodies, these friends. It's an intensive 1 hour, sometimes a little less, where I try and test what I've built myself throughout the day, what I truly feel and I'm able to fulfill with the friends.
The truth is that I feel the morning lessons also Yeshivat Chavarim. With one goal, with one intention, truly the whole world, clear, all the friends, all the continents, different times. It's always a Yeshivat Chavarim. I feel like the main approach is with this feeling that I want to exit from myself. I want to exit from myself to the friends. That's the impression.
There's some kind of skula, a remedy, when we gather everyone together and we are integrated in the desires of one another. And we have in the world clear friends who have such a desire and such a yearning that if we can just slightly feel them, we won't be calm. It'll destroy this incompetence.
There are friends in places, God knows where, Africa, just let them talk and you won't be able to relax, calm down.
That's
really how it is. Yes. There are phases in the Yeshivat Chavarim. It's like,
yeah,
Martin Kuhn. After every Yeshivat Chavarim. The connection that we have during the Yeshivat Chavarim, and it's like it's another week of work between us.
Yeah, the work is that I'm building friends, and there's also friends is shining and let's call it the awakening of the divinity. And if I'm not succeeding, but I'm still building the friend, I'm constructing him, I'm forcing the creator to clothe in my friends in everything that we study. How do we do this? In annulment, in making the friends great, this is praising the creator and praising the society and praising the friends, and we're giving a true touch towards our work, and that's the work that we're doing towards to put life into the points in our heart.
The Rabash wrote everything for us. It's just a matter of implementing his counsel. What is the yeshivat? What do we want to come out with? And Rav said, it is time that after Yeshivat Chavarim, you need to go to sleep with that. You don't need to do anything else. Just take it to sleep with you. It's such a great thing if we truly perform a Yeshivat Chavarim, then with this we need to just go to sleep. It's forbidden to lose it. Let us come to this, that the Creator would help us so that we would exit this Yeshivat Chavarim with the feeling that we don't need anything but just to take it to sleep.
Let's go to the next question. Okay, so we've spoken. We talked. What do we want to get from the gathering of friends? So if that's the way, let's talk like we always do. What needs to be our preparation to the gathering of friends? How do we need to come to the gathering of the friends every week? So again, how do we come? What needs to be our preparation for the gathering of friends?
Right, well, this is directly connected to the round that we just had. What immediately jumps into mind is engaging in the Yeshivat Chavarim. What is Rabash writing for us? He writes, what we need to gain from this. What is the purpose of this engagement? We need to, by coming to this, we need to be boiling already. We need to be hot when we hit the meeting. We can't be warming up. That's how we have to come to arrive.
Yeah, remember, many congresses where before the lesson there is a gathering of friends, and we are still doing that. And I see how much preparation it gives us for the lesson. It gives a very powerful preparation that the friends will open their hearts and they're talking about the greatness and the internality that before that we wouldn't hear. And so in order to really enter that place of what's there in the hearts of the friends, we need to do a lot of preparation. And it's not simple. It's not like a morning lesson. In Israel, here we come in the afternoon. In Australia, it's the morning. It doesn't matter. We need to think about our friends. The goal of the yeshiva, the gathering, and the annulment, the greatness of the friends. We need to come with that internality in each and every one of us and enter here. And that's what's important.
All right, we need to think about how I connect with the friends, what intention I'm preparing to have there, what actions I will perform.
We need to come on one hand with a lot of external happiness and with a concentration, a focus internally, that I want to bring that fire here. In my focus and in the friend's focus, I'm going to make such a pressure here and such an effort that it will just burst into flames here. Nothing more and nothing less. And that's from the importance of the revealing the Creator here. And we need to understand the Rav is not here with us in the state. And when we're without the Rav, independent, we are creating that power from ourselves on our own.
All the time we have this feeling of the kazan, that dish, pot, giant cooking vessel. Just imagine the temperature, the heat that has to be there to peel this wall, this membrane, that closes, envelops us in these walls, to break the walls between us and truly feel one, to feel one desire, one heart. This is what we need to attain in the Yeshivat Kavanim. Such a strong
feeling
that can break these walls and connect us. Only the Creator can do this. But we need to feel the deficiency, the prayer, that this is what we want, besides that we don't want anything, and truly to ask for, of Him to do it for us, between us.
The question was about the preparation. How do we prepare ourselves, actually? How are we meant to come to the gathering of friends? When we have nothing greater in our lives, when there's nothing greater in our lives, that it's the explosion, the summit of our life, and of our whole kli, once we build that kli, that we call a soul. That's the summit of our life. We sit on that point, and we sit with that kind of excitement. And that fear.
I remember that before I came to this yeshiva, I was outside a lot. I felt I was like in the desert, like a dog chasing its tail, searching for a place to drink some water. Now here I sat with the friends and I felt, wow, with greatness. I don't know if this is a gift because I did the right preparation or the wrong preparation. I just think that if we only need to think before the gathering, what we're really getting into and truly unite, I mean, annul with respect to the friends and enter their internality and what the Creator wants to give us, then it's a good preparation for the Yeshiva. Because look at the gifts that I got, it's like enough for everyone.
Yes, I can relate to the dog who's looking for a place to drink. We need to come thirsty to the gathering of friends with a kli to be filled with the love of friends.
We come to rejoice with the friends so that they would be happy outside and inside. That the joy will be so strong that it will just burn us. Nothing will remain of us, only left. That is our intention. This is what we want to come to. There's nothing greater than the Yeshivat Chavarim. Once there were no writings, there were only friends. And with the friends, all the upper worlds were revealed. And it can only be done through the friends, through the desire to bestow to them.
To look at the screens and to look around and see that the Creator really gave us all of the ways to accomplish the goal. And it all depends on us right now to come to a prayer, a true prayer, to a true lack, to come to connection, come to a connection with the upper Creator. What abilities we have with the world kli, what a teacher, what texts, what lessons we have, and how it's all gathered us together one by one. And we're together. We're right now together on this mission. To construct this prayer, to do our part.
I must, through efforts, by taking example from friends, from others, in the issue of connection, under pressure, that I feel how the angel of death awakens inside of me, because I feel in connection true spiritual life, and he is the angel of death that pushes me back and doesn't allow me to unite under any conditions and forces me to suffer under thousands of excuses just not to unite. So if I were to relate this way, if I were to treat the Yeshivat Chavarim this way, and to the lesson that we have every day, that we sit together in the workshops, then I would feel that I am truly performing the work of the Creator.
Okay, dear friends, we're going to take 2 minutes right now, where every circle is going to summarize what we've been through. And I would like to remind the whole world clique in Israel and abroad, please send to us on the website if you would like to be on the broadcast. We would really love to hear from you. Now, everyone's from every five, you're going to take 2 minutes to summarize what we've been through and we'll be able to share with all the friends in that greatness.
From feeling or what we were writing, the essence to come to, how do we build this day that every single day would be directed at me coming with a burning heart. That's what I felt the strongest.
Simply greatness of the gathering of friends. I felt it from the friends, and it gives me an extra push to give more importance to what we're doing here. That's it.
Right, how do we really, I felt that, we really think about how to take the Shabbat Chavarim one step forward, create unity stronger and strengthen what we already have. It's really action.
The essence is from, the absence is from all of our work, to come to the gathering of friends and to create a state where we're really meeting the Creator. Everything that we've done up until this week, until this moment, is the preparation for the gathering with the friends, where we simply complete the work in practical.
Right, that the Shabbat Chavarim would format us, such that we would feel every day Shabbat Chavarim creates this connection between us. It's formatting from scratch. Every time we undergo this Yeshivat Chavarim, it doesn't have to be a physical gathering. It can be with us all the time.
Another thing that came up from the previous round, there's some small opening to reality where through it I can really bring contentment to the Creator, and it's open for me. And that's the gathering of friends. In a very clean way, pure.
Excerpt number 2 from the agenda of the assembly. And after they spoke of the importance and necessity of the society, there begins the order of correction. How and with what can we reinforce the society to become one body? As it's written, and there Israel camped before the mountain, as it was explained, as one man with one heart. The order should be that anyone with a suggestion that can improve the love of friends, it should be discussed, but it must be accepted by all the friends, so that there is no matter of coercion here.
Shuv. ולאחר שדיברו בישיבה על חשיבות ונחיצות החברה, אז מתחיל סדר של תיקונים. איך ובמה נוכל...
Again, Rabash, the agenda of the assembly. And after they speak of the importance and necessity of the society, there begins the order of correction. How and with what can we reinforce the society to become one block? As it is written, and there Israel camped before the mount. And it was explained, as one man and one heart. The order should be that anyone with a suggestion that can improve the love of friends should be discussed. But it must be accepted by all the friends, so there is no issue of coercion here.
Let's hear the friends.
We want. First of all, we're in great gratitude that we had the opportunity to scrutinize what is a gathering of friends, and we're in a great impression from it.
We
wrote a few sentences, but there's a great thankfulness in that in the last period of time, that the strongest gathering of friends, that we all felt equal and we're all talking, we're all scrutinizing what is the gathering of friends. And I don't know, thank you. I feel that the gathering of friends needs to be this way.
It's just that every week we hear, the whole week we hear from Rav what unity is and connection. And to clarify what connection is, and it brings us to a true prayer.
It's enough that we're sitting together and scrutinizing, where every friend is giving their point of their heart and opening their heart. And there's a feeling of joy and seriousness. Everything so great around us. Important. The friends. There's something elevated. There's no words to describe it. Just be thankful. And not to... And just continue.
It doesn't matter how you arrived. You need to feel that you can exit and open a new page in the work, that the greatness of the Creator will fill the whole, all the heart.
It's amazing to hear the friends, because what they're saying is exactly what we spoke about in our circle. It's an opportunity to get out of the usual and meet in a point together and learn how to do it. And just bring the fulfillment of what we're talking about all week.
Alright, this is truly an opportunity to pray for the friends, where there truly is no difference in Yeshiva Chavarim, Sodot, meals. It's truly the same thing. It's an opportunity for each and every one of us to hold his friends, strengthen them, and to pray.
Okay. We'll go to New York.
It was just such an amazing episode.
Right.
Such an amazing experience. So the that's better. Now I can't hear. Sorry, hello. That was such an amazing experiment. I think that really honed us in into the yeshiva, what it means to us, what it means between us. and what it means to the friends around us. I mean, it's just such an incredible thing to hear, you know, that you have all of these intentions, aspirations, thoughts, ideas about it all, and to hear the friends talking about it and to talk together about how to, what it means about how to share the greatness and how that happens between us is just so powerful. We had such an incredible experience there. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. That was just brilliant. L'chaim.
Sharon. Sharon.
הישיבת חברים הזאת, הפורמט שיצא
ממנה, gathering of friends, the format that came out of it, we could bring many things out of it, but what came out was the workshop in fives was amazing. It's the first time you're not sitting at the edge of the table and just listening to blah blah blah, not paying attention, not answering what you're going to the heart of the friend. This gathering of friends made a scrutiny of what we need in a gathering of friends, what the Rabash wrote, that's really instructions, and we need to fulfill these instructions, not to just deal with these, you know, these little things. We need to go up a class so you have more connection and leave here with more connection and with joy. Chaim Frantz.
Niv? Oh, Bill, Mirat. Bill.
We found this is quite a unique experience. Just take a look at the people in this tent, and you see Babylon sitting here. You got China, Australia, North America, South America, and Texas. Go figure. But this has been a beautiful experience, and what we walk away with is a new lease on life, a new level of connection, excitement, exhilaration, joy, everything that the Yeshivat HaVarim is supposed to be bringing each of us every time we come, if we come prepared. And we come away with a new unique level of preparation for each of us, which is different. And yet it's all the same. I know that's an oxymoron, isn't it? But we walk away with nothing but love and joy for each and every one of you, and we are so humble and grateful for all of you. And thank you for this opportunity. L'chaim.
למען החי ורעי, למען החי ורעי, למען החי החי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך, איי איי איי, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך, למען החי ורעי. למען החי ורעי, למען החי החי ורעי, אדברה נא שלום בך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך. למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך, איי 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 איי, למען בית השם אלוקינו, אבקשה טוב לך, למען בית השם אלוקינו,
אנחנו רוצים לשמוע את החברים ממינסק.
You want to hear the friends from Minsk.
Привет, хаверим.
Hi, friends.
Наш итог того, что сейчас происходит во всем мировом кли.
Conclusion from what's happening in the whole world кли is such that
поверх всех тех раскрывшихся
above all the questions that we clarified, all the arguments and all the preparations and plans, one main thing was revealed. One desire. This desire is to pray, ask for the friends to be in unity. And the feeling that there is no one, none else besides the friends. We had picnics with Moscow, St. Petersburg, Minsk, and all day in the preparation to this. We only talked about one thing, prayer and love for friends. And with this preparation, we've poured in to our to this form of the Yeshivat. It's just so much love and awe is formed. You want to convey it to the friends with such force and such inspiration that we've held this unity all week.
Okay, so Iran kept telling me, speak, speak, speak. And I didn't feel what I should say. Bit by bit, as I heard the friends talking, something came together that might feel like the next degree. When we've been through all of the doubts of whether we should change tens, to change it from this way to that way, and now we see that we're sitting in fives that are not our normal ones, and there's just a connection that's bringing our points and our hearts together. And incredible things are happening here. And I feel that we're bringing in the next degree. We don't need consistent tense. We need to relate just to the points in the heart and just the connection of them. And we need to have our attitude towards that so that we can build that magma, that lava inside of us that will bring us together in a way that in this gathering of friends, we can feel that we built that degree. So, l'chaim, friends.
We need a constant 10, which is the whole world. Friends, we performed a very important action. We talked about how to, about what the gathering of friends is, should be. We heard from our teacher about that it's not enough. It's not good enough. Today we've clarified, and each one opened his heart and said how he wants to see the friends, this gathering of the friends. We all want the same thing. We all want to reveal the Creator. We all want to love each other. Each one comes here and spends his time to hear and to let the heart of the friend enter his and to give his own. And we didn't only come here to listen or as viewers to watch a show. Each one must be prepared that he now must open his heart. And if we will prepare ourselves in this way every day, all day to this action, there's a good example of the Moscow group. During the course of a year, they come an hour before the preparation and they do a preparation. They read excerpts, open their hearts, then they have a meal with l'chaims, and only afterwards is there a Shabbat Chavarim, and there's a Zoom, anybody can connect.
Chavarim in Toronto. Toronto, רוצים לשמוע.
Friends from Toronto. Toronto, we want to hear you.
Okay, friends, first of all, we want to thank the whole World Clee. We want to thank all the friends that are organizing this this Yeshivat Chaverim. You're the example. You teach us exactly what we need to do. You give us the answers, and we find the answers in our connection. We find the inspiration in our connection. We find the seriousness in our connection and the joy in our connection. And Toronto is, as always, standing by you. We're super inspired today. We love you, and we feel that we're in a new state. And we've gone through some changes here in Toronto, and we're going to keep going. And this is the beginning of a new degree for everyone, for the whole world. So, L'chaim, friends, love you.
Hey.
Chicago, אנחנו רוצים לשמוע אתכם.
Chicago, we would like to hear you.
What excitement. First of all, this was one of the most amazing Yeshivat Chaverim we ever experienced together. The scrutiny that we went through here basically brought us to the feeling that what is a Yeshivat Chavirim? It's a meeting with the Creator. It's no less than that. And that if we're going to prepare for a lesson, if we're going to prepare for Yeshivat Chavirim, if we're going to prepare for a meeting with anything that has to do with the next breath we take, we have to make that preparation between us. We have to do exactly what Rabash tells us. Realize that they have inside these friends everything exists. They have the answers to it all. That if I make them important and know that they have the ability to give me what I need, and that together if we did what we had to do in the preparation for it, we will bring him contentment. The Congress, the lesson, the daily task, the everything that we do should be treated this way right now. The Yeshivat Chaverim, the preparation for it, and how important it is that we can do it together.
L'chaim. חברים, אנחנו באמת מרגישים שהיה פה איזה...
Friends, we really feel that there was a desire here, that was very strong, that something will change. That there'll be some kind of change where we will get to the next degree. And so that's why we want to leave here with something. So that's the Rabash that
teaches us. Every 10, we have an exercise. During the meeting of the 10, we have an exercise. Gathers. Every 10 gathers ideas, suggestions, thoughts to what they want to see at the next Yeshivat Chaverim. And they send everything to the email address on the screen. So that's the weekly task. So each 10 meets to talk about what they want to see at the Yeshivat Chaverim and send suggestions to the email address.
Lay, 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 lay.
טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב ומה נעים שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב שבת אחים גם יחד
אמן